Hello everyone, and happy 2024. I hope your new year is starting off well. This is a small minisode, and I think I'm going to make more, just so the period between season 3 and season 4 isn't too long. And the thing I want to talk about today is a new story that's currently breaking in Kenya right now. January has begun on a bitter note. A young woman, Starlet Wahu, was found dead in an Airbnb in an area of Nairobi called South B. And ever since I saw the news story and the subsequent news that has been coming out, this story has been niggling at my mind. Now, this young woman, it appears that she met a man online, and later on they rented that Airbnb that where she was found dead. And they took it for only one night. And CCTV footage shows her arriving at the Airbnb with this man. And the following day, she was found dead there. There was a lot of blood in the apartment on the floor. And police say that from their investigations, they see as if a major vessel was cut and she bled out. She was actually found a few paces from the door, and it seems that she was trying to get to the door to call for help, and she didn't make it. And whenever I read the story of a young woman dying, a case of femicide, it really, really saddens me. Just how unaware women are sometimes of how dangerous the men that they hang out with are. I'm not saying that only men kill women. I'm sure there are many, many cases of women being killed by other women. But this particular thing, because I have seen a pattern in the cases that I've covered on this podcast, of women being with men who they're unaware of how dangerous this man is. And I'm not saying this to be to victim blame. It's a very saddening thought. And the reason I'm making this minisode is because the discourse around this case on YouTube videos and other online forums where this case is covered and people can comment, some of the comments are very disturbing. Some people seem to imply that it's okay that she was killed. And this is why, I think. Because it's emerging from investigations that in that Airbnb, police found alcohol, cannabis, used condoms. And people seem to be making their own conclusions about that, implying that Starlet Wahu was a sex worker. Now, sex worker or not, no one deserves to die such a brutal death. She passed away on the floor of a strange house, bleeding out, probably in great pain and great fear and great distress. That's something you can't even wish on your worst enemies. Okay, maybe you can. I don't know your enemies. But honestly, they seem to be justifying that because she was a sex worker and because prior to her death online, because she seems to have had a social media presence, that she used to speak about that she wants, she'd rather be sad and crying in an expensive car. I'm paraphrasing, but you get the picture. And also, someone had commented on one of the videos that, oh, she said that broke boys, she doesn't want to date broke boys. Now the broke boys are still alive and she's dead. Like, seriously. No chills. No one deserves to die. Women who are doing sex work do not deserve to die. And this story reminds me of a very, very sad and sick case that I came across. Because before I started making this podcast, and ever since, I still do consume a lot of crime content on social media, on YouTube, on podcasts, on Netflix, documentaries about crime. I watch many of them. And so I have this repository of really bad crime stories in my head. And one of them is about this man they named the Grim Sleeper. The Grim Sleeper was a man who used to kill sex workers in America. He killed them. And for a long time, they weren't able to connect that these women were being killed by the same man. But later on, when DNA was developed, they were able to link all these cases to one man. And they caught him. And when they caught him, they found him living with a family He had grown old because he was doing these crimes when he was young. And he actually, I watched an interrogation video where he denied doing this, but DNA doesn't lie. And they caught him. And I think the trial went on and he got like several consecutive life sentences. I'm not 100% sure, but you can Google it. The Grim Sleeper. He used to target sex workers. And I think it's because he thought nobody would come after him. No one cares about these people. They are at the bottom of society. So if he kills them, no one cares, you know. He'll never be caught, but he was. And people would think that it's okay. He certainly thought it was okay to be killing these women. But sex work, it's work, you know. Many of these women are trying to provide for themselves, for their families, for children, who they are often caring for alone. So to say that this woman deserved death just because of what she was doing, we don't even know. No one even knows what she was doing. It's just people jumping to conclusions. But either way, whether or not she was a sex worker, no one deserves to die, let alone a brutal, painful death. I actually don't know how to end this. I just, again, just want to say, women, be careful when you are alone with a man, especially one you don't know very well. Always be aware of how you can get out of that situation. And I don't know, it's such a tragic situation. This year has begun with her losing her life. Like, her life has just suddenly ended. It's just sad. She has a family. She's a brother, a very famous, infamous pastor in Kenya. She has a mother. People who loved her are mourning her. Gone too soon. She was so young. Starlet Wahu, rest in peace. And women, please be careful out there.